Welcome you to episode 360 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. Much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Our listeners, my listeners, get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. That's BetterHelp.com/Alonzo for 10% off your first month. Thank you. So here we are. I'm back. I know I've been gone for a couple of weeks. I was in London taping a show. I was in Lake George, New York at Americade, huge motorcycle rally that I go to every year. And I will be the first to admit to you, I was goofing off, riding motorcycles, telling jokes, having fun. I needed that week. So we're back. Let's talk a little bit about the hearings, the January 6th hearings. And I'll tell you why I only want to talk a little bit about them. Because to me, it's just theater. There's no action, right? We see that Trump raised $250 million based on the big lie, based on the fraud, the lie that the election was rigged and it has to be overturned. $250 million in donations. He's not being charged with fraud. They said it could be fraud. They said this is like fraud. You're collecting money that based on a lie and you're not going to use it to do what you said you're going to do. It sounds like fraud. It sounds like a scam, but he's not going to be charged. Now, as I told a friend, P.T. Barnum once said, it is morally wrong to allow suckers to keep their money. And that's what Trump did to his followers, to his cult members. He fleeced them the same way they fleeced him on the private donations to build a wall, right? That money went to Steve Bannon, who was found on a yacht somewhere. These people continually donate this money to the orange one. He pockets it. He uses it for his own personal gains. They crazy Billy, you remember he was buying paintings of himself. They pay each other out of the campaign funds. It's all a scam. It's all a ripoff. My problem with the January 6th hearings, it's brought out into the open. It's obvious it's done. And then no one's taken the final step, which is indictments. You have Boebert, crazy Lauren Boebert out of Colorado, who was live tweeting their location. Now, the Capitol's under attack, right? These are the same people, by the way, who blame Nancy Pelosi for not protecting them. Meanwhile, you're tweeting where you're at. You're actually giving your location to people who are attacking the Capitol. Now, that sounds to me a lot like a treasonous act. Yeah, treason. Yet, nothing. No charges. Still a congressperson. The biggest talk is talk about the fact that Fox News isn't covering these hearings, which, of course, Fox News isn't going to cover these hearings because the truth is coming out about the right wing. And they're not going to do anything with that. They're not going to let that happen. But this is where we're at. So I get watching the hearings. It is good theater and it looks like tough questioning and yeah, we gotcha and this and that. But I don't want to see the hearings. I want to see indictments. Call me when there's a perp walk, because that's what I want to watch. I want to watch someone going down. I want to watch someone getting arrested for treasonous acts. I want to see some, they're always talking about responsibility, personal responsibility. That's what I want to see. Hold them responsible for these actions. But they won't. Now, regarding Trump stealing that money, fraud, the Supreme Court has said it's okay. Ted Cruz, a Supreme Court case, the Supreme Court sided with him and says that politicians can use campaign funds to repay personal campaign loans after the election. Now, we were all under the impression that campaign funds were used for campaigning. And once the campaign was over, You didn't collect any more money, and the extra money you gave back. Why? Because you're no longer campaigning. But no, now the Supreme Court is saying, go ahead and keep the money. And whatever personal loans people have given you, use these campaign funds to pay off. Now, of course, Kavanaugh is going to go for this because we still don't know who paid off his hundreds of thousands of dollars of credit card debt and country club memberships and all of that. But this it's just more corruption in politics, just more money, more hidden money, more money being shuffled around. How are you still using the campaign is to get the job. Now you got the job, but you can still keep collecting and using this money to pay, quote, personal loans. Who's making these personal loans? What do they expect for these loans? If you're a multimillionaire or nowadays a billionaire and you, quote, loan a senator, a congressperson, a mayor, a governor, a few hundred thousand dollars, maybe $1 million for their campaign. Yeah, you're going to get your money back, but you think you're not expecting a favor for that loan? Come on. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but this Supreme Court is proving to be just a rubber stamp for the worst behavior, obviously illegal, obviously discriminatory behaviors, and they're just rubber stamping it one after another. More stuff's coming out about Cohen and her handmaid college group. But it doesn't matter because she's a Supreme Court justice. Kavanaugh, it doesn't matter, he's a Supreme Court justice. Clarence Thomas, isn't it funny how we have Clarence Thomas who has to do what his wife says and Amy Cohen who has to do what her husband says, and both of them are on the Supreme Court? Yeah, lucky us. In Georgia, speaking of elections, you know Georgia passed that crazy election law that included something about you can't give water to someone waiting in line to vote. In Georgia, by the way, where it is hot and humid, can't give them water. But you know what you can give them? You can give them gas. Yeah, a political action committee for Herschel Walker. Oh boy, that's going to be a great senator. Actually giving $25 fuel vouchers at a gas station. So you can't give water while they're in line, but you can give $25 gas vouchers because, you know, what the hell? Yeah. So $25 to vote for Herschel Walker, which, you know, when gas is $5, $6, $7 a gallon, it's not much gas, but it's a little cheaper. And, it should be illegal. It's called buying votes. Yet somehow it seems to be okay. Now, I wonder if this would be okay if we were giving out $25 gas vouchers to vote for Stacey Abrams. Somehow, I don't think the courts would allow that. It is tiring, people. It is tiring. I'm going to talk more about gas later in the podcast toward the end because this fantasy people have that gas prices are going to somehow go down to $3 a gallon if Republicans get elected is comical. The oil companies are making record-setting profits, unbelievable money, billions and billions and billions more dollars. And you think they're going to stop? They got us trained to pay $5, $6, $7 a gallon. They're like, oh my God, they're paying it? You really think they're going to lower the price back to what it was pre-pandemic? Now, I say pre-pandemic because during the pandemic, when Trump kept gas prices low, no one was going anywhere. No one was using gas. Simple supply and demand, but simple and logic and truth are always denied when dealing with Trumpers. So they think that if the orange one comes back in power, the price of gas will mysteriously drop. Yeah. How would it be? And I said I was going to talk more about gas later, but here I am still talking about it. Sorry. But how would it be in Biden's interest in any way to keep gas prices high, to raise gas? The president doesn't have a magic button. Oil companies are raping us. They are raping us. You know why? Because they got gas and we need gas. Of course, you can buy an electric car and then put more money in Musk's pocket and We see what's going on with that. Sorry, people. I have to laugh. The whole thing is comical. It's like whatever direction you go in, there's a train wreck holding you back. I I don't know. Like everything, and I'm not talking conspiracy theory. It's all connected. I'm talking comically. It's like, okay, well, I'll get an electric car. Well, you get a Tesla. Now that crazy son of a bitch makes more money. Oh, I'll drive a regular car. Oh, now you got to buy gas from these crooked oil companies who are the only person paying politicians more than oil companies are gun makers, because there's just, it's, I don't know. It's a train wreck. It's a car crash. It's a mess wherever you look. Now, let's move on to hate, because, hey, it's America. Where else are we going to go? The Patriot Front, and by the way, they're always called patriots, aren't they? They always use that name. This is why being patriotic, waving the flag, etc., they've hijacked it. They talk about gays have hijacked the rainbow, white supremacists and racists and Trumpers and whatever else have hijacked the American flag. You know, when you see that American flag waving, you're like, what's going on here? Now, no disrespect to the veterans and others who raise a flag on holidays and know the meaning of it and respect it. No, I'm talking about these crazy right-wing supremacists who use words like patriotism and wave the flag, and it is everything that America isn't. So 31 of these idiots were in a U-Haul truck, in the back of a U-Haul truck, wearing their masks, by the way. These are the same people who wouldn't wear a mask in the midst of the pandemic, wouldn't be caught dead. I got freedom, some bitch, America, I'm patriot, I ain't wearing no mask, some bitch, America. What? Yeah, these are the same guys. Oddly enough, when they're on their way to try to incite a riot at a pride festival, are fully masked up and wearing their sunglasses. Now, me, 31 of them in the back of a truck, I say leave them in the back of the truck. Just lock the back of the truck and pretend you didn't see it. Just walk away. But apparently, that's not legal. So the police get them. They arrest them. Now, here's the thing. They were anonymously bailed out. Quote, anonymously. You know what that means? That means they have a lot of support. That means this hate group, and it is a hate group, it's been described as a neo-Nazi group, they have a lot of support. Because you don't just bail out 31 people, okay? They were going to an LGBTQ and Pride event in Coeur d'Alene. Let me tell you something. Coeur d'Alene is not the most progressive place in the world, believe me. And they wanted to start some trouble. What they wanted was, they wanted some, I don't know, fight or something to break out so that they could be justified in their actions. And to their credit, the police caught them and stopped them. Some members of this group, they say as high as 1 in 5 members of this group are actually veterans of the military, which is unfortunate. It means they've been trained, and who knows what might happen. They were arrested for conspiracy to riot. They traveled from as far away as Utah, Texas, Alabama, Illinois, Missouri. Okay. And, there's one here who his mother found out, and she said, you either stay with the group or get out of my house. So he had to leave the house, but he's in, okay? He's in this group, and we could go over it. You know, it's not even worth it to discuss who they are, because we know who they are. They're angry white guys. They're angry white guys. And you know what else we know? We know they're going to get a pass. They're going to get a pass. They're charged with conspiracy to riot. There'll be some slaps on the wrist, and then that'll be that. Okay? That'll be that. It is interesting how when it's and, you know, let's be honest, when it's white males, right? We see the memes all the time that if a black member of BLM is a terrorist, a Muslim with a gun is a terrorist, a young white male with a gun, he's suffering from mental issues. And there's a piece I read that The headline makes perfect sense. White teenage males appear to be the problem in the United States. Yep. And then it goes on to talk about their brains aren't fully developed. Yeah, their brains aren't fully developed. They're still children. Really? Because black children are charged as adults in crimes when they're 12 years old. Latino children are charged as adults with crimes when they're still kids. These are 18-year-olds. These are people who are old enough to buy a gun. And they buy guns and they go kill everyone with their guns. And now you're trying to tell me, well, yeah, their brain isn't fully developed. See, the rational part I'm reading from this article now. A teenager doesn't have a fully developed brain. It is offensive that our society expects teenagers to make informed decisions when they're not psychologically capable of making those decisions. The rational part of a teen's brain isn't fully developed and won't be until age 25. Research has found that adult and teen brains work differently. And it goes into what part of the brain adults use versus teens and so on. And, you know, the emotional part of the brain is still developing and blah, 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 blah. Why? Because these are white kids. Because these are angry young white males who are having a tough time making it in society. If these middle class white males are having a tough time, think of how much trouble a poor Latino kid is having. Think of how much trouble a poor black kid is having. Think about how much trouble a woman who these incels are harassing and attacking and bullying. And so think about how much trouble they're having if the young white man, his brain isn't fully developed. So, you know, when he bought the AR-15 and murdered a bunch of children at a school, well, his brain wasn't fully developed. No. If you can buy a gun, you can be held responsible for using that gun, okay? How about justice? How about equal justice? Equal justice would destroy these white kids. If they were charged the same, he needs to join a group. He needs to feel a part of, so he was susceptible to the right-wing hate groups, the Patriot Fronts or the Proud Boys. And by the way, doesn't Proud Boys sound like a gay band that would be at a pride rally? Man, you hear the Proud Boys? They're jamming. Just saying. Anyway, you don't hear that when a young minority kid joins a gang, that they needed to be a part of something, that their family didn't fulfill them somehow or whatever. We don't hear any of these excuses. Ooh, but let a young white male who's suffering, just have to kill people to express himself, and well, his brain's not fully developed. As I said, this podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp.com, okay? And here's a topic, getting away from, and I am not relating this to what I was just talking about these excuses for mass murder. No, I'm talking about real life, real people, and the problems we have. One of which is burnout. You ever feel burned out? I relate to this. Sometimes travel wears me down. I've said it numerous times. They pay me to travel. I tell jokes for free. It's tough. Life can be tough. Life can be overwhelming. Too many problems. Maybe it's getting back out after the pandemic. Maybe you just lack motivation. Maybe you're tired, fatigue, all of these things. BetterHelp Online Therapy reminds you to prioritize taking care of yourself. You know, a friend of mine talks about this, where it's like when you're on a plane and they say you got to put your mask on first and then help someone else so you can breathe. Well, it's the same thing here. You have to take care of your mental health. As I've told you guys before, I've been in and out of therapy at various points in my life. I believe mental health is important. Again, I'm not relating it to what I was talking about in the previous topic. I'm talking about our mental health, your mental health. I'm talking about getting some help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and live chat sessions with your therapist, okay? You don't have to go on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Now, my listeners, 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. That's BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. BetterHelp.com. Check it out. Take care of yourself. So, getting back to gas, I was talking earlier about gas prices, and I'll tell you something else about gas prices, okay? The world doesn't feel sorry for us. The rest of the world has been paying so much more for gas for so long, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9 a gallon, whatever. It's. I think when I was in London a few weeks ago, gas was over $8 a gallon. They sell it by liters. You got to do the math. We're not good at math. We're Americans. But they've been paying this for a long time. So they're not exactly crying for us. But and I'm in California, so we pay $2 more a gallon. It used to be like $1, $1.20. Now it's $2 more a gallon because I guess the oil company executives in California need more money. I mean, houses are expensive here. $1 billion doesn't go as far as it used to. Well, here's a guy, and this guy's dealing with it, who is actually going to stop selling gas, okay? This guy in Massachusetts, Reynold Gladue, I believe is how it's pronounced. He has Wren's Mobile Service in Amherst, Massachusetts, and he said he's going to stop selling gas because he's tired of the ripoff. He is tired of how much money the oil companies are making. He wants to continue doing oil changes and repairs. He know he'll probably go out of business without selling gas, but he says, dealing with Mobile, I've served their product. I refuse to do it anymore because they're only getting richer. Okay, just to give you an idea of how rich they're getting, okay? ExxonMobil, in the first quarter of this year, made $9.3 billion profit. $9.3 billion. The top five oil companies brought in 300% more in profit in the first quarter of 2021. That's $35 billion more in the first 4 months versus the prior year. The companies say that fuel prices are set by market dynamics and the companies have little control over. That's from Chevron's chief executive, Mike Wirth. So you have a company and you sell a product, yet somehow you have little control over the price of that product. That's amazing. That's amazing. And you made it to CEO of a major oil company and you don't think you control the price of the product you sell? How do you say that with a straight face? This is fascinating. He says, changes in the price of crude oil do not always result in immediate changes at the pump. Well, sure they do. When it goes up, we hear about crude oil going up $1 a gallon. Our gas goes up 50 cents a gallon. Now, crude oil comes down. Somehow, that's a bit of a delay. How long a delay? Oh, I don't know. Forever. Forever. Ever, ever. But, you know, it's... Listen, the oil companies are making record profits. We have been trained to pay for this gas. We're paying for it. We have no choice. We have no choice. I joke about electric cars. Electric cars work. If you get an electric car and you save on gas, good for you. While I was in Americade in upstate New York, I rode a Zero, which is an electric motorcycle. I will tell you this. I rode one 7 years ago, and I rode one this last week. The difference is remarkable. They went from feeling like a toy little electric scooter to actually feeling like a motorcycle. And there's more and more companies making electric cars. I joke about it being Tesla. It's not only Tesla. And if you go electric, good for you, if you have the money. You know, I had a situation the other day. I was in Calabasas. If you don't know, Calabasas is a upscale part of California. And this guy, you know, we kind of stopped opposite facing each other. And he says to me, man, these gas prices, I got to get a Tesla. Like, dude, you're driving a BMW in Calabasas. You can afford the gas. I'm lucky. You know, I'm lucky enough to be able to afford the gas. Nobody likes paying it. I paid $84 to fill a Mini Cooper with gas. Okay. So we're all dealing with it. But the oil companies are laughing their ass off. Why? Because they've trained us to deal with it. And to actually say that you don't control the prices of the product you sell. So kudos to this man for saying he's not going to continue to sell gas and he's not going to continue helping Mobil with the ExxonMobil with the ripoff of the public. Good for him. Unfortunately, this will probably put him out of business. He's a small businessman and he needs the revenue from selling gas. I don't know the answer. Let me tell you something. All this stuff about the government shouldn't be involved in this and that. Somebody has to. Somebody has to step in. When corporations run unchecked, when in my perhaps naive belief, government is about the good of the people. Now, I'm not talking about wealth redistribution and all this stuff they're going to yell about. No, but I'm saying that there should be some sort of regulation that stops you from blatantly robbing people when you sell a product that 90% of the country needs to function. You shouldn't be allowed to just charge whatever you want for it and make 300% more profit. That's loan shark money. 300% is straight up loan shark money. If Vinny the loan broker hanging out behind the pawn shop can turn 300% interest, that's pretty good vig, right? So the idea that these oil companies are making this kind of money completely unregulated. And you can blame Saudi for cutting production or this or that. The United States is producing more oil than we ever have. We're producing our own oil. So you can blame Saudi. Of course, you can blame Biden and you put a little sticker on the gas pump saying, I did this because you're a fucking idiot. So do that. Enjoy that. Laugh. Have a good time. Yell, let's go, Brandon, and whatever. There was a guy at Americade zooming around on his three-wheel bike, motorcycle, with an American flag. Again, they hijacked that. And a Let's Go Biden flag, jamming as loud as he could, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. Really doesn't understand what that song is about, does he? Kind of a protest song, my friend. But, you know, I'm not, you can't deal. Listen, George Carlin said it, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. So I don't fight them. If you got a Let's Go Brandon flag, good for you. Drive around, burn as much gas as possible, have fun. But this fantasy that oil companies are not robbing us blind and taking absolute advantage of everybody, airfares at least double what they were a year ago. In some cases, triple. I had to get a ticket, L.A. to Philadelphia, coach class, $1,000. $1,000, L.A. to Philly. Yeah, they got us. They're airlines, just as bad. So now you're getting ripped off by the airlines who are blaming the oil companies for the price of fuel, but the airlines ripping you off too. And they're making profits. Why? Because people are getting back to work. People are getting back to traveling. We're recovering as a nation from the pandemic, and they're like, let's cash in. Oh, we don't have enough employees. Why? Well, see, we took all that government money, you know, the bailout money you gave us, and we reinvested that in stock to push the stock price up because we have stock options, and we laid off all the employees, only now we can't hire them back because we don't want to pay them any money, and they don't want to work for free. Welcome to the airline business. Let's raise ticket prices. The deregulation of everything, which started with the Republican Party under Reagan, the experiment has been proven to not work. Under Barack Obama, they tried to rein it in with some banking regulations and other regulations, and guess what? Things turned around for a minute. Then the orange one took power. Away went all the regulations. Now we have a Supreme Court that says, oh, by the way, you can also buy politicians. Just lend them some money. And while you're at it, could you pay off my credit card debt? Yes, Mr. Kavanaugh. Isn't it good to have me back? I love you guys. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for indulging me. It is not all bad news. I had a birthday this past week. I spent the day hanging out with my dog, and it was phenomenal. If you don't have a dog and you can get a dog, get a dog. Or a cat. That's right, Liz Mealy, my comic, brilliant, funny friend who loves cats. Get a cat, because they're good pets, too. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally. We'll be all right. I truly believe in the long game, our society always gets better. If you look at every issue that was fought, whether it be slavery, women's right to vote, segregation, you name it, we've gotten it right, but it takes a long time. And maybe this is just the slog, and maybe this is the, you know, two steps forward, one step back. Maybe we're in the one step back. I hope that's all it is. But be good to yourself. Find something funny. And if you can't find something funny, I'll bring it to you. How's that for a plug? Yeah, we're coming next week, the 24th and 25th of June, begins the Wait Wait Comedy Tour. We're starting out in Salt Lake City and Denver, Colorado. We will be touring all over the country, myself hosting, comics from Wait Wait doing the show. This coming weekend, I'm going to be at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach on Saturday night, one of the most fantastic comedy clubs in the country. It is reopened. It is back. We will be laughing. We will be working. I am also part of, and I love this, the Right to Offend documentary, which will be airing on A&E June 29th and 30th, about the history of black comedians and black comedy in America, the real America, not the Patriot Front America. We're going to be all right, people. We in this. We got this, okay? But man, it's a battle. And to the Democratic Party, I don't know. How about organize and kick some ass rather than just putting on a show that Fox News won't air? Just saying. Who's paying attention? You are, and I appreciate it. Alonzo Bowden, thank you.